Checking every inch of stream bed for freshwater mussels requires a snorkel and a wetsuit. It's a messy job, but it's vitally important for these keystone species, especially as freshwater mussels are declining throughout the West. Correspondent Courtney Flatt went snorkeling in search of mussels with biologists from the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation.
When someone talks through a snorkel, it can sound a lot like talking through dental apparatus. All the words jumble together. Translation, Alexa Main loves snorkeling this spot on Oregon's middle fork of the John Day River.
You didn't understand that.
Main is the lead biologist for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation's Freshwater Mussels Research and Restoration Project. And she says this is her favorite place to scan for freshwater mussels in the world.
It's kind of a nursery. Like, one year we were able to see subadults or juveniles of all three genera, which is very unusual. And obviously those guys have grown up now and making their own babies.
Freshwater mussels can live 60 to 100 years.
And they are the granddaddies of the river.
Which means when they're not doing so well, something is likely wrong with the river.
I think the biggest thing that people don't understand is how linked mussels are to everything else in the river.
Main says people often show concern for salmon when mussels have been declining for decades.
People just don't pay attention to that.
She and a small team of researchers are trying to change that. Each year they zip up their wetsuits and tie on their snorkel gear to monitor sites throughout the tribe's ceded lands.
Hang on, let me lock you in.
Donna Nez is a fisheries technician and a member of the tribe. Nez says historically, indigenous people ate mussels as a part of their food round table. Now, mussels are often full of toxins, so people don't eat them as much. However, Nez says, the tribe would like to be able to harvest mussels at some point.
They're just part of a river ecosystem. We need water. Water is the main component in our life cycle.
Each freshwater mussel can filter up to 10 gallons of water in 30 minutes. Most of what they filter isn't digested. That pseudo-feces, as Maine calls it, ends up on the stream bed, where invertebrates and fish can eat it. In addition to helping clean river water, Maine says mussels stabilize stream beds. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering adding the western ridged mussel to the endangered species list. The potential designation has brought more attention to mussels in the West, where Maine says all freshwater mussels are imperiled. Maine says the tribe's Freshwater Mussels Project is the only one in the West that's actively surveying mussels and working to protect them from threats, including climate change that warms the water, habitat destruction, and non-native fish species.
Ours is going to get in.
At a second survey site on the middle fork of the John Day River, the snorkelers spot a non-native smallmouth bass. The invasive fish feed on young mussels and native fish such as sculpin. Sculpin play an important part in freshwater mussels' life cycles. Mussel larvae attach to sculpin before they bury in stream beds. Christine O'Brien has worked with the tribe for 18 years on its mussel project. She says climate change will bring in more invasive fish species such as smallmouth bass.
So we're really getting worried that they're going to displace the native fish population, and then the mussels will go soon after that.
It's not just smallmouth bass that are making mussel habitat less hospitable. Maine says heavy machinery used in habitat restoration projects for salmon can be detrimental to freshwater mussels.
We work really hard to protect the very few mussels that are around, and then restoration projects, which generally are good, in the short term have really negative impacts on mussels.
But Maine says she still has hope. Over the long term, the tribe has plans to breed mussels and place them in suitable habitat.
Because you really have to plan for decades or centuries rather than short term.
A mussel salvation plan is something Maine says she hopes more people will start considering soon. I'm Courtney Flatt in the Middle Fork of the John Day River.